Break y'all some news about what happened at the Texas legislative session. Apologize for the title in the materials y'all have. It's hard to have something really creative with the Texas legislature that's not too snarky, something like, really, did we really need that? Or what did you mean by this? There's plenty of that in these bills, but there's also going to be some interesting things that'll affect mortgage lenders and that'll be of interest to folks. I'd be remiss if I didn't start out by talking a little bit about the Real Estate Legislative Affairs Committee. Real Estate Legislative Affairs Committee, also known as RELAX, and if you just need help remembering that, remember the old 80s band Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Frankie says RELAX, Real Estate Legislative Affairs Committee. We're part of the REPTL Council on the State Bar. Every couple years, a bunch of lawyers volunteer, get together, and track legislation passed by the Texas legislature. This year we had 18 attorneys from across the state help put together the report. As I mentioned, we are all volunteers, so we're always looking for new folks to help, new talent. If you're interested or you know somebody who might be interested, feel free to shoot me an email after this presentation or email my colleague Richard Crow. I think his information's in that report there, and you know, we can use them in 2019. To give you all a sense of what this report does, it's included in the material. It does a pretty good job of covering most of the bases of things that will affect real estate. Because folks are volunteers, the way this works is it's organized. We're assigned tracks to monitor. We're not always specialists in the fields for bills. And, I mean, this will evince some biases. Lawyers will tend to tell you new legislation that tells you something that you can't do or some disclosure that you have to make.